that we make enough time to enter this experience of chanting the holy name. In 1901, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to Puri with the intention to stay there permanently.
Recording in progress.
For the rest of his life. He wanted to retire completely. And there he wrote many devotional works. One of them is the Harinam Chintamani. After some months, however, he felt so ill that he returned to Calcutta, where he lived out the rest of his days. Now in Puri, when he stayed in Puri, he had a small hut at the ocean side near to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. And this small hut, or this small place, he had a marble plaque there, which proclaimed his intention to go on total retreat with the holy name. In this in today's world of mass distraction, the words in this marble plaque, which proclaim a sankalpa, an intention to focus entirely on the holy name, is a gem. And I will read this in the English translation to you. In order, he wrote, to remember the names and qualities of Krishna Murari, he who is known as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given up everything and has come to the land of Gauranga's pastimes. He has come here and he takes entirely shelter at the Bhakti Kutir, or the cottage of devotion. And there he engaged exclusively in the chanting of the holy name. Why? Well, the easiest way for us souls who are here in this world to meet with Krishna is to meet him in the form of his holy name. Our human eyes are not able to see Krishna. Our human mind is not able to comprehend Krishna. But what we can do is we can serve the holy name by chanting it with our tongue and listen to it with our ears and focusing with our mind on it. And when we do this, the holy name enters our life in such a way that he makes us eligible to interact with him. How? Well, he purifies our heart and purifies our senses so that we will be able to interact with Lord Krishna in a wonderful way. So chanting the holy name removes our disqualifications, our blindness, our dullness of the mind, and our deafness, which we have as conditioned souls, so that we can see, have darshan of the Lord, hear his kind words to us, and think of him and his pastimes always. So you have gone through this amazing work, this guidebook of Harinam Chintamani, in the last weeks or so, and arrived at the 13th chapter of the Harinam Chintamani, which is about the last offense which is blocking us. It is the offense of maintaining material attachments, so that we, to the I and mine, so that we are not really able, despite our chanting, to interact with Krishna. My dear devotees, as long as we continue to think in terms of aham and mameti, I am this body, and everything related to the body is mine, we stay in our own little prison world. Only when we can cut the knot in the heart, the hridaya grantis, can we enter Krishna's world. Bhakti Haridas Thakur says in the Harinam Chintamani, if a person continues to think in terms of I and mine, he is worthless like a pile of ashes. What an analogy. You can have a spark in a pile of ashes and there will be no fire at all. In fact, the spark will extinguish. So if you have the chanting of the holy name going on, but you still are in the consciousness, material consciousness, there will be no, there will be little result, but some result is always there. The Padma Purana describes to us a little bit more about these offenses. Haridas Thakur introduces it, please hear of the lowest offense. When this offense is present, pure love for the holy name will never arise. That's in the 13th chapter, verse 3. So let us hear now of this offense so that we can understand what blocks us. I personally feel, with a few of my God brothers, that there is only one offense. What? You have heard that there are 10 offenses? Yes, all these other offenses come from this last offense. This is described here. If one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, this is the offense, no? This is described now. But despite hearing about it, one nevertheless continues in the materialistic concept of life, where one thinks, I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, aham ameti. And one does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is an offense. My dear devotees, please understand, when you remain in the concept of I am the doer, I am here living my life, Krishna maybe somewhere in some other world, but we are so, so far away. You will be navigating through a troubled area in your life. You will not, you will remain in the prison. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in a footnote to his own work, explains to us how you practically think when you are an I and mine. He says, if you think like this, you will fall from the path of devotional service. He says, a person who proudly thinks, I'm a Brahmana, I'm a Vaishnava, I'm a king, will not be able to properly worship the holy name. I would like to say this in modern words. If you think, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I am a great sannyasi, I'm a department head in the temple, I have these family members and so on, you are rooted to an illusion and you maintain it. So if you continue Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, if you think this is my body, this is my house, these are my children and grandchildren, this is my money, these are my followers and dependents. As long as you think that this way, you will not be able to properly worship the holy name. Such an offense is very great. A person who surrenders to the holy name will not commit this offense. He will think, Krishna, everything you, I'm your part, and whatever you do, that is perfect for me. Such a surrendered soul is free from anxieties. This is one side project. I do remember in 1971 there was war between India and Pakistan, and one reporter interviewed Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, what if 100 devotees sit together and a bomb is thrown on them, how will they react? And Prabhupada said, a devotee of Krishna understands that nothing happens outside of Krishna's arrangement. When the devotee sees a bomb is coming, he will understand Krishna wills it. And he will think, Krishna, you have come in the form of the bomb. That's all right. I will surrender to you. I will go with you. My dear devotee, this devotee is no, my dear devotees, this person who can think like this is no longer in the material concept of life. He has understood I'm a part of Krishna, and Krishna moves everything almost like, you know, the hand is a part of the body and it's moved by the bodily movements, and he is free from anxiety, such a devotee. How can you come to this amazing realization? Haridas Thakur gives us a path which we can practice every day. This path has six practices which we can do every day. And if you like to take notes, this is a good time to take notes. Haridas Thakur says, in brief, surrender to Krishna means, first, to accept everything that is favorable for devotional service. As you plan your day, try to find out those things which are favorable for devotional service. For instance, you might like to go earlier to bed so that you can rise earlier and use the morning hours for your sadhana. The second practice is to reject everything unfavorable for devotional service. In practice, this means go through your life and see what is there in your life that you keep on doing but which harms your spiritual life. Identify these things and stop doing them. Third is to believe that Krishna will always give protection to you. Fourth, Haridas Thakur says, to identify oneself as a devotee of Krishna. You think, I belong to Krishna. Krishna will surely maintain me. I'm belonging to Krishna's family. It continues, to always feel inability without the help of Krishna. You think, oh Krishna, if you want, then this will happen. Think about this for a moment. How do you think when you think, I am in control, aham mameti? When there is success, how do you think? You are proud and you become maybe very comfortable and rest on your success. Now think, what happens in your mind when you think I am in control and there is failure? Most probably you will become distressed, despondent. You will develop a minority complex, maybe. And think, what happens when you think I am in control and there is a challenge? Most probably you will feel anxiety and stressed, and you will feel stressed out. Now let us turn the table. What do you think when you believe that Krishna is in control and Krishna maintains you, he protects you, he gives you help, and say there is success? At that time you will think, oh, thank you, Krishna. You will feel grateful. You will not feel proud. You will understand this was because of Krishna's mercy, not because of my abilities. Now let us think, you understand Krishna's in control and there's failure. Like I heard on this call, there will be 800 devotees participating, and well, it is 57. But when you think Krishna is in control, you will not feel disturbed. You will understand, no problem. This is Krishna's will, and if Krishna wants, in the future there will be 2 million people who hear this call. No? So you are not disturbed at all, because you understand Krishna is in control. Now let us think there is a challenge before you, and you think Krishna is in control. How will you think? You will think, oh Krishna, kindly help me. Oh Krishna, whatever you will is, that will happen. And in this way you will feel peaceful. You will feel maybe even curious. What will the Lord have in mind today? Can you understand how dangerous it is to think aham ameti, I'm the doer? Can you understand how you set yourself up for spiritual failure, in success or failure or a challenge? Can you understand how switching into the mode that Krishna is in control will help you in success, it will help you in failure, it will help you when you have to deal with challenges in your life? When you chant your rounds, my dear devotees, and you understand Krishna is the Lord of my life, then everything is very well for you. The final thing which Thakur Haridas says, you can surrender by feeling yourself subordinate to Krishna always, even though you may have full capacity and to perform something on your own. So, my dear devotees, we are almost ready to engage in a very nice experience. I would like to give you an example of full of surrender, so that you can overcome the false ego in the life of Draupadi. Draupadi had a very strong challenge. She was called into the public assembly in the Kaurava court, and she was confronted by Dushasan, who said, Draupadi, you were just lost. in the game of dice, you do not belong to the Pandavas any longer. Draupadi, you are now the property of your new master, Duryodhana. And Duryodhana, the king, wants to see you without disrobed, without any cloth. May I ask all of you, I see here on my screen, there is something in the middle. This meeting is being live streamed. Do you also see it, or can you see me?
We can see you.
Then Gaur Krishna is just so. Yes, I'm also. Gaur Krishna has helped me. Good. Fine. Good. So no computer failure is there. Good. I will continue. So Draupadi, imagine, is pulled in the court of the Kauravas. She's a helpless woman. She just has heard that she was lost by Yudhishthira and the Pandavas in a game of dice. And now her new masters treat her like a servant girl and want to see her disrobed. What a very, very bad experience for Draupadi. How anxious she must be. She turns to the kings and they say, "My dear kings, see, this is Adamic. Dushasan is pulling my clothes away from me. Help!" But the kings turn away. Draupadi then goes to Grandfather Bhishma. "Bhishma, Pitamaha, how can you allow this injustice to take place in the court of the Kaurava? You are the protector of Hastinapur and the entire emperor." But Bhishma also turns away. Draupadi tries to help herself. She's a Kshatriya lady, by protecting her dignity. But what can she do against Dushasan, who has the strength of 10,000 elephants? Finally, Draupadi understands. "I am thinking of Iron Mine. I have forgotten that I'm really belonging to Krishna. And everything moves under Krishna's will. And he is my protector." So in a helpless gesture, she throws her hands in the air and calls out, "Oh Janardana, oh Krishna, oh Govinda, please protect me. Please take care of me." And at this moment, Krishna comes and saves Draupadi by providing unlimited amount of sari, which does not only cover Draupadi. No, it's so much that Dushasan pulls and pulls. Finally, he's exhausted and he falls down on the floor. He cannot pull any longer. And everyone understands. It's a miracle. So a little later, when Draupadi comes, when Draupadi sees Krishna, she says to Krishna, "My dear Lord Krishna, you have come so late. Almost, they were successful. They were almost able to take away my dignity and take the cloth, by taking away the cloth. Why did you come so late?" Listen to Krishna's answer. "There is one of you who needs to mute himself. Please see." The host muted everyone. Good. Yes.
Maharaj, you are muted.
Maharaj, please unmute yourself.
Let me see. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
This is the wonder of technology. So, please, everyone else, mute yourself. I will continue with great strength to present this very nice point. So, Draupadi meets Krishna and asks, why did you come so late? They were almost successful in disgracing me. And Krishna said, well, you called me very late. Yeah, but I chanted, Krishna, Krishna. Yes, you chanted, but you did not surrender to me. You went to the kings and asked them for protection. Oh, please, kings, help me. Then you chanted, Krishna, Krishna, but you went to Pitamaha, to Grandfather Bhishma, and you really wanted to have him protect you. What could I do? I could not come. Then finally you try to protect yourself. I thought, well, she wants to protect herself. She is a Kshatriya lady. Only in the very end, when you could see the kings could not protect you, Grandfather Pitamaha would not protect you, you yourself were not capable to protect yourself. Then you turned to Krishna, to me, and said, Pahimang, Rakshamang, protect me. And then I came. Could this little story, which most of you have heard already so many times, have anything to do with you? Let me ask you the question in a different way. Has Krishna already come to you in the holy name? Yes? No? Sometimes? Krishna will only come when you practice this form of surrender as you chant, where you understand, Krishna, I am not this body. I am, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this in Harinam Chintamani. Three things he explains. The chanter must understand, I am not the body, I am an eternal soul. I'm part of you. Second, you are my only master, Krishna. And third, I'm here in this world simply for one purpose, that is to surrender unto you, to come to you. This world is a prison meant to reform my absent-minded tendency. This is how you overcome this aham mameti. Okay, enough words for now. Sit, please. Take your bibek into your hand. We will do an exercise. Krishna is getting his bibek. Our devotees who are here have their bibeks in the hand. I request you to sit straight. You may want to close your eyes as I lead you to these steps. Make your mind calm by taking a few gentle and smooth breaths. Then, my dear devotees, think for a moment. I am a part of Krishna. I am not identical with what my false ego gives me as upadis, or labels, designations. Not an Indian, I'm not old, I'm not young. I am an eternal soul, part of Krishna. And as you chant, address Krishna, call out to Krishna through the holy names. Do soul chanting and Krishna conscious chanting as opposed to Aham Mameti chanting. We will chant one round together. Let us start now. In one tune, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And now let us chant on our own, in our own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama,
So, Hare Krishna, I hope you could all participate in chanting. I'm seeing Leela Nandini Devi Dasi, our devotee from Bhagavad, the ISKCON's Bhagavad school. Valentina is there with us. Apana Upadhyaya is with us. Bikram Dutt. And Pralananda Prabhu, Hare Krishna Pralananda Prabhu, and Ujjwal, and so many. Diksha is also with us. So Yasha Pandey, yes. I will not. And Simran, two sisters, isn't it? Sisters, most probably. Fine. So let us move on now. We want to now go to the essential teaching of the 14th chapter. I think you see the way I present this course, or my part in the course, is I don't go through all the verses of Harinam Chintamani, but I'm trying to concentrate on an essential teaching which each single one of us can use. Becoming free from I and mine, you need to make a practice to do this. And these three points: I am a part of Krishna. Second point: Krishna is my only master. And then the third point: my purpose here in this world is to move, is to correct my absent-minded mentality. It will help you to become free from these material attachments that to I and mind that are really like an anchor that needs to be lifted so that you can move on with the boat of your life. Let us go now to the 14th chapter, which is relating to deity worship, offenses which are done towards deity worship. Now, many of you are not engaged in practical devotional service to the deities. But that you can make offenses even if you are not directly engaged in the deity worship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you can make offenses while you take darshan of the deities. For instance, it is mentioned when we stand before the deities and we talk to other people, or you might have seen in many of the temples there's a sign, please don't make a selfie before the deity. No, that is anything which distracts your attention from the deity is an aparadha, or anything which distracts you from being respectful to the deity. For instance, if you're not decently dressed, or come in, it is preferable if you come in devotional cloth or clean cloth that are decently dressing you. Any such things, or if you come with a palanquin before the deity, I think no, you are all poor people. You don't have a palanquin and a palanquin carrier. But you can understand the idea is anything which is disrespectful towards the deity should be avoided. Why is deity worship important in a manual on chanting the holy name? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one sequel to Harinam Chintamani. It's called Bhajan Rahasya. And there, at the end, he attaches an appendix which has a perfect manual for deity worship in it. You know, it describes in detail how to offer the 16 items, the 16 upacharas, and so many things. And devotees who asked me for a manual on deity worship at home, I always tell them, please see this manual of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who has written it for people who practice Krishna consciousness at home. Why is this so important? The reason is that chanting the holy name, why is this so important for chanters? The reason is, my dear devotees, when we chant, it's not just a mantra sadhana. No, it's about a relationship to Krishna. Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, like his being Bhakta Vatsala, the carer of his devotees, and so on. If you think chanting is just a sadhana or a practice, then you need to correct your understanding. When you chant, Krishna is there and hears. Are you chanting in a way that you are mindful of the relationship? I personally do not know any better method in chanting than to sit before the deities, focusing out my vision on the deity. So if I'm traveling, I have pictures of my deities with me, or I get other pictures of other deities. And I chant in this understanding, Krishna is there and hears my chanting. At that time, the chanting will become very nice. And of course, when we chant like this, we will avoid the offenses. You can read them in this book. I'm using a copy which I believe has been introduced to you, Sri Harinam Chintamani. It is published by let me see. Oops, I have stuck something over it. It's the printing press of our Gopal Krishna Maharaj. I think you can find it easily. It is printed in India, and it's available. Yes. So you can read all the offenses which you have to avoid in your own. But I just wanted to say that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anjalila 6:295, I'm sorry, to 300 or and 302 to 304, it is said, meditation on the activities of deity worship is very powerful. In that situation, it's very powerful if you do it. Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath, for instance. He gave him a Govardhan Shila and he said, this Shila is the transcendental form of Lord Krishna. Worship the Shila with great eagerness. And then he gave him a very simple method of worshipping the Shila. Worship this Shila, said Mahaprabhu, in the mode of pure goodness, like a perfect Brahmana, for by such worship you will surely attain ecstatic love for Lord Krishna without delay. And for such worship you will need a jug of water and a few leaves or flowers, this is called the manjaris, from the tulasi plant. This worship is complete in goodness when it is performed with complete purity. So you should, very simple, he gives a very simple method of puja. Water, some tulsi manjaris, and then, yes, sometimes, and then a sweet, mixed sweet. Because, my dear devotees, our main deity, when we do japa, is the holy name. Jagannath Das Babaji and our line and other great chanters have a little deity of the holy name on which they look. I will show you one of these deities of the holy name. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji has given this instruction. When you chant, you look at your Naam, Rupa, on the form of the holy name, and as you chant, you will see that Radha and Krishna will come out of this Naam Rupa. I will show you. My Naam Rupa is like this. Can you all see? It's a beautiful Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In our last chapter, we will make an exercise where we will actually chant with this Naam Traktaka, and we will actually see that, let us put this here for now, that Krishna, how to meditate on Krishna's form when he comes in the holy name. So the deities are very, very important for a devotee who wants to develop taste in the chanting of the holy name. When the deities of Krishna Balaram were installed in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, Prabhupada said, now all problems are gone. Just do two things. Pray to Krishna for intelligence and pray to Balaram for spiritual strength. So I think when we want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, these two things are required, and we will do. We will move forward. So in our next exercise, I request you to have a picture of Krishna. I will put it to you. Can you see? Yes? Dike. Yes. So what we will do, my dear devotees, we will chant now one round by looking at this beautiful form of Krishna before our eyes. We will chant to him. In other words, our chanting is done in the mood of worshipping Krishna through sound vibration. Every one of you who chants becomes a pujari, a priest, yes, by offering him the holy name. Think of your japa like offering flowers to Krishna. Think of your japa as pleasing Krishna through your sincere effort to focus on his beautiful holy name. So again, sit properly. Yes, you need to sit straight, yes. For a moment, let us calm our mind. Some of us have taken notes, so we were busy with our hands. Now we will take our japa mala. We take a few gentle deep breaths just to calm the mind. Long in and exhales. We look at the beautiful deities. Here are some devotees with me on the other side. Please, also you who are here with me in Germany, look at a beautiful form of Krishna. I will give our Gokrishna one photo. Our Aruna Radha, you can please look at the beautiful form of Radha Kanhaiya Lal on the altar. And all of you who are on this call, please look at the photo of Krishna in front of you. And then focus on him and worship him just like a pujari would worship him by offering flowers, sometimes agya and padya are offered. So your worship is through mantra now. Please let us chant one round. We will chant together first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna
You have to know that there is always, as we chant the holy name, there can be blockades that manifest in various types of offenses. All these offenses come out from this ahamma media, false ego, false identification, which therefore is known as the gravest of all offenses, because it's the cause of all others. Most of us have heard about Vaishnava apparat, the devotees somehow are so unfortunate, in such an unfortunate situation, that they find themselves criticizing other Vaishnavas. The root of this offense is false ego. I identify with my vision, my perspective, my way of doing things, and anyone who does not fit into my worldview, my idea, who thinks differently, behaves differently, I become disturbed by him, and as a result I say things or think things which should not be thought or said. by a Vaishnava and implicate myself in further misery and harm which I inflict on myself in my spiritual life. So this root of all this is false ego, no? The ahankara. And therefore also offenses which we commit against the deities are also coming from this one root, no? This ahammameti. The way to overcome them is to not put yourself in the center any longer, but to put Krishna in the center and worship Krishna. It helps if you, when you chant, take a photo of Krishna or deities, or go to a temple and chant there. I remember there were, in my times, devotees would sometimes express their difficulties to Srila Prabhupada, and in many cases Prabhupada would solve their difficulties by saying, you now stop everything, you go before the deity, you chant the holy name of Krishna before the deity until the fog in your mind is going away. No, this is instead of offending devotees, instead of offending deities, we will worship them. And the chanting of the holy name, for those here on this call, you are, I think some of you may be pujaris, but you're mostly interested to improve your japa. So this is our worship. My dear devotees, I will look now at the time. We still have time. Our organizer of the call, please forgive me, Prabhuji, I constantly forget names. It's because I've become old. I don't forget the holy names. This is the good thing. What is your good name, please?
Braj Sundar Das.
Braj Sundar Prabhu. What should we do? There is one last chapter which is left. Should we maybe take questions a little bit before we go to the last chapter, or should I go to the last chapter and at the end take questions? What do you recommend?
Maharaj, you can take questions in the end.
So good.
All the questions.
Then we have all the questions in one block. Fine. Fine, my dear devotees. So this is now the last chapter. And it is a chapter which is talking about the secrets of confidential worship. It is a very, very nice and interesting chapter because it makes a very interesting point. I will have to request you now to be a little bit to be highly attentive, because you will learn many new things in this part, and you will also enlarge your understanding greatly. You will learn really why the chanting is the most confidential form of bhajan. So the 15th chapter, which is called Bhajan Pranali, that is a process of bhajan, opens with a question which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu poses to Haridas Thakur. He says, please describe to me, Nam Rasa, how can the conditioned soul become qualified to taste that nectar? Now the word rasa relates to the experiences which we make in our specific relationships to Krishna. The foundation of rasa is called a sthayi bhava, that is a fixed inner mood of being Krishna rati, of having love for Krishna. And as a devotee is and on this fundament, let us explain it simple. The devotee will have specific ways in which he experiences this love for Krishna. He will experience it as a servant, as a friend of Krishna, or as a parent in a parental way, and as a lover of Krishna. So this experience of this love is called rasa. And this is the highest goal of our practice, to enter into our relationship where we will taste a loving exchange and so an ocean of rasa, an ocean of taste, unlimited in relationship to Krishna according to our constitutional position and so on. So in this following chapter, this is the 15th chapter, Haridas Thakur will explain two processes to attain this rasa that have been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not one, two. And he will focus on one of the two as the more, the superior process. He starts with the process of smaranam, where you enter into your relationship with Krishna in a form that you mentally conceive. This form has, when you relate to Krishna as your beloved in the Ujjvala Rasa or Madhurya Rasa, has 11 aspects. Your specific relationship, of course. Now, are you a gopi and have a relationship like a gopi, or are you a manjari, and so on. It describes your age, your name, your form, how you look in your original form, your group in which you are, the garments. The agya is the order of service. Maybe you are meant to bring fresh water to Radha and Krishna, which has a little scent in it. Your home, where is your family, your service, your highest aspirations, and also the leader under whom you do your service. If you are an Ujjvala Rasa, that is the rasa which Bhaktivinoda Thakur alludes to or describes, the patroness, the gopi patroness. All these 11 items, says Haridas Thakur, are wonderful and beautiful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this a little bit further. He says, in order for the soul to worship Lord Krishna in this highest rasa, where it relates to Krishna as the beloved in Madhurya Rasa, the soul must attain the nature of a Vraja Gopi in relation to the 11 items which were described. He must know his form, her form, her group, garments, etc. The aspiring devotee cannot attain this form while he resides in the material world. You know, you have already your form. You are already a man or a woman, and so on. But you can, therefore, he must meditate himself about this, considering himself a gopi according to these 11 items, and then worship Lord Krishna in the heart. This path, where you meditate, where you have a mentally conceived identity, is very difficult. It requires 5 levels of advancement on which you go. This is Shravandas, you first hear about it. Then Varandas, you accept your identity. Then Smaran Das, you meditate about your identity and how you approach Krishna, for instance, with this fresh water. And then Apan Das, how you actually, listen to this, in your meditation, become so absorbed that you can see your form, not just as a mentally conceived form, but you see who you are. And then Sampati Das, this is the supreme fortune when you actually leave your material body, when you are and you take your birth in Krishna Leela. It's a very difficult process. Therefore, Haridas Thakur says, one should, if one meditates like this, one must do it properly. If one's meditation is not proper, one will not attain perfection even after many yugas. Now, because this is so difficult in the present time, Srila Prabhupada and also his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, have not explicitly taught this process. They have mentioned it, for instance, in the book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya at the end, or you will find it in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will find mention of this throughout there are Bhagavatam verses which talk about this, but it is not taught systematically. Therefore, we need to look at the second process which is given in this work. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to mention the first process because it was known at his time, and as a Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, he could not ignore it, because people would have the question, what is about this? There in the Shastra mention about it, and this is not explained. But he says the process of revelation is preferred. Revelation is not the word that he uses. He uses an analogy, the analogy of a flower, which in the beginning state is looking only like a bud. There is no color, it looks green, there's no smell, you cannot see the form at all. But this bud of the flower can open up into a beautiful form, a beautiful rose, for instance, which has qualities like a specific form, smell and fragrance, and so on and so forth. Good. He says, his process is Nam Shravan Kirtam Smarane Yekrama. The sequence of hearing, chanting, and remembering the holy name. If you learn, in other words, to chant the holy name in the proper sequence, we will hear how to do this. Then, my dear devotees, you will soon be able to taste Nam Rasa, the topic of this chapter. When one chants, says Haridas Thakur, one naturally will be so elevated that one wants to serve Krishna, offer him obeisances, carry out his orders, and surrender everything to him. One naturally comes very close to Krishna. So what should a person do who wants to develop Nam Rasa, or his relationship to Krishna, through chanting, not through smaranam, to meditating about one's form and one's services? No? Not the first process, the second process. Well, he must have, first of all, full faith that Lord Krishna is non-different from his holy name. He must give up the 10 offenses, this is Haridas Thakur, and he must reside in a peaceful and secluded place. Then, Haridas Thakur says, after a few days, Lord Krishna will become merciful and appear in his handsome dark form before him. Amazing, no? But remember, this will only work if you learn, if you develop expertise in your chanting. And expertise in your chanting is defined as the ability to chant without committing the 10 offenses. Now I have a question to all of you. I will see if you are sleeping listeners or attentive listeners. The only test I will make. What is the one offense that you need to avoid, from which all the other offenses come? We had it. You were listening to this. Braja Sundar, if some, here is Rachaita Mukherjee. Yes, please speak.
You can unmute yourself, everybody. If you want to answer questions, you can unmute.
Ineffective chanting is the biggest offense.
I am sorry you have not listened to this class attentively. A second attempt.
Ahamamethi is the cause of root of...
Ahamamethi. Thank you very much. We can now mute everyone. Yes. Inattentive chanting is sometimes discussed as the root of all offenses. But why do you chant inattentively? What is behind this offense? The false ego. You are identifying... Oh yes, Rachaita Mukherjee, you have now corrected your initial statement. You are identifying with your own little world, which is centered around your false conception of the self. And then you are not attentive to Krishna. You would be very attentive to everything that is relating to yourself. You will care about your eating. You will care about your exam. You will be very interested to have a good marriage relationship when you are older. I do not know if you are, who of you is married and who is not. This is not the point. You will be very attentive to everything that happens in your own world, but inattentive to Krishna. Because you just what you, this first part, how to overcome, how to get out, which path helps you to get out of the world of false ego. Is very important. What is the path to get out of the world of false ego? I'm sorry, I will now be a strong teacher. Here is Ayush Bala. I hope you have thought very carefully before you speak, Ayush Bala.
Prabhuji, I think...
We
I want to speak, Prabhuji. What was the question?
Okay, Brad Sundara, let us mute everyone because you are not listening. What are you doing on this call? I don't want to embarrass anyone else because I can hear. We are part of Krishna. Krishna is our. The question is, what is the path that brings us out of the world of false ego? By the way, this answer was not so wrong, which I just saw. Yes, Leela Nandari, Sharanagati, yes. We have to see how we can adopt the sixfold path of surrender to Krishna. Please, my dear devotees, understand this path and then see how you can practice it. Otherwise, your chanting will not be fully satisfying to you. I'm very sorry that I have asked you two questions and I have been a little bit like a teacher. I will now become very shanti and peaceful again. Someone who is interested to enter the path of confidential worship as it is described in the 15th chapter is given a step-by-step process that will help him to enter into the experience of Nam Rasa. This process is explained in a footnote by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And if you wish to understand this process, you will find it in your copy of the Harinam Chintamani. Very nicely explained. I will look it up for you. Wow. Yes. Sorry that I take so much of your valuable time. I do hope I will find it. Yes, here. It's here. 15. It's in the 15th chapter of the Harinam Chintamani and the explanation to verse 43. 41, 40. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's in my copy on page of the book on page 256. I will read this to you now. I have broken it down. First, a saintly soul who is interested to turn to Krishna needs to avoid the 10 offenses. And he chants by always meditating on the name. In other words, he's very attentive to the name. That means he clearly enunciates or pronounces each syllable of the holy name, and he also meditates on the holy name, and then his consciousness becomes steady and his mind is happy. The next thing, the second step For a person who wants to reach Naam Rasa, this is all about the Naam Rasa, is he meditates on Lord Krishna's handsome dark form. While his hands are on his beads, he counts the number of the holy names, and with his mouth or in his mind, he chants and chants and chants repeatedly Krishna's holy name. And then with his spiritual eyes, he looks at the form of Krishna. This is a meditative looking at the form of Krishna. Devotee closes the eyes and sees in his mind the beautiful form of Krishna. If this should be too difficult for the devotee, he can look at the deity form of the Lord in front of him and then meditate on the holy name while looking at Krishna. Then, when Lord Krishna's name and form becomes one, the devotee meditates on Lord Krishna's transcendental qualities. Oh, how my Lord is so merciful. He is so much bhaktavatsala to his devotee. He is so forgiving. He is so much dhayabhak, so full of compassion. Oh, my Lord has so many wonderful qualities. He is shy at times. He is very bold. He is a Dira Lalita hero at other times. And while he meditates like this, certain pastimes of Krishna come before his eyes. This is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And I will invite you that we chant a little bit together while hearing this pastime which comes to mind. It's only for 2-4 minutes. I don't know, two, yes. So I request you to sit properly. Sitting properly is very good, because when we sit properly, we are sending a signal that now I'm attentive and focused. Take a few deep breaths in and out. As you breathe in, stay with your mind, with the inhaling breath, and as you gently exhale, stay with your mind on your exhaling breath. Very good. I will read to you from the Bhagavatam purport to 11-40 how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes a pastime of Krishna. There's an elderly gopi called Jarati, and she sees how little Krishna is entering her house to steal butter. And she calls out, "Oh, that thief Krishna, the son of Yashoda, has entered my house now to steal. He wants to go after the fresh butter. Grab him! Keep him away!" Krishna hears these menacing words spoken by the elderly gopi Jarati, and immediately prepares to leave the house. He looks around. Jiva Goswami says, "A thief has 100 eyes," and quickly makes haste to leave. So devotee sees this and other pastimes in his mind as he enters the Nam Rasa. No? Let us chant now a little bit. We will chant only for a few minutes because we want to keep some questions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. I'm sorry, I will just, because this is new for you, so the devotee thinks, oh, my Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But now in Braj, he's a little Krishna who steals the butter, and when he is caught, he gets afraid and he looks around with quickly, his eyes are darting left and right, and he runs out of the house to not be caught. And the devotee chants like this and thinks, oh, Krishna is so wonderful. He is so sweet to engage in these amazing pastimes. So in this mood, he chants. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. We will now chant on our own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. This may be a new introduction to the chanting of the holy name, but this is what is meant in this, or is the subject of this 15th chapter of Harinam Chintamani, the Bhajan of Confidential Worship, where the sadhaka enters the Nam Rasa, chanting the holy name. While he is mindful, or as we say, Krishna conscious, he is conscious of Krishna's name, his form, his quality, and also his pastimes. It is something which requires maturity, that will come as you learn to observe the first step on this path, that is to chant free from offenses. At that time, your mind will be naturally drawn to Krishna's form and his qualities and his pastimes. It will be as natural as the blossoming of a flower. I thank you very, very much. It was a genuine Krishna conscious experience to meet all of you on this call. Let us see if there are a few questions. We have 10 more minutes. I'm very sorry that I went a little over time, but it's very difficult to, let us say, schedule the flow of such a program. Yes, Brajasundar Prabhu.
Should we allow them to ask you a question directly, or should they write in the chat box?
It may be, because there may be many questions, it may be good if they write in the chat box and you pick a question and then speak the question to me. That may be the fastest way.
As for the devotees, please write down your questions in the chat box.
Mahavadanyaya Chaitanya Prabhu, how nice to see you. So, not all at once, please.
questions. Let's see who goes first. Ready for the first question?
An easy way to find a question is to see if you would like to know anything to here is the first question from our Anoop Srivas. It has disappeared again. Can Braj Sundara please ask the question?
Please, Maharaj, can you please explain why false ego came?
Yes, when the soul is turning away from Krishna, it turns away from the service of Krishna. And at that time, it is given a facility by the merciful Lord to be separate from Krishna in the material world, where there is such facility. It is not possible in the spiritual world to be separate from Krishna. The first element which the soul is getting, or the first covering of the soul, is the false ego. When you turn away from your real ego, you turn away from your you take on a false ego. I remember in my childhood there was a professor who somehow became addicted to alcohol, and as he drank alcohol in big quantities, he actually suffered from a forgetfulness of who he was. And he thought that he is Napoleon, the French emperor. He would adopt a posture like the classical posture of Napoleon. He would try to speak French, although it was terrible. He was not a French professor. But he, in the forgetfulness of his real identity, he took on a false identity. So, when you want to become free from false ego, then it is important that you think yourself a servant of Krishna and act as a servant of Krishna, your real identity. So, here's another question. Hare Krishna Maharaj. how to take the mind back. Oops, now the chat disappeared, and I'm not a computer expert. Braj Sundar Prabhu, please help us.
How to apply, there's a question, how to apply Sharanagati in life?
How to, what a wonderful question. You are such a wonderful audience, my dear devotees. How to apply Sharanagati in the aspects of life? I would recommend you to focus on one practice of the sixfold process of Sharanagati and surrender. When we hear surrender or prapati, we may have a vague concept of what that could be could mean, and we may not know how to start. But when we hear the different items of Sharanagati, then we may know how to do it. For instance, let me give you an example. I want to ask everyone a question. What is the one thing which you are not doing at the present moment that would improve your life dramatically? Anup, what is the one thing you don't do at the moment? Amulya, what is the one thing you don't do at the moment that would improve your life in Krishna consciousness dramatically? Valentina, the one thing that would, now where you are, improve your life in Krishna consciousness. I think if you think a little bit about this question, you would find things. For instance, you might think, okay, something that would be very favorable for me is to daily read the Bhagavatam. So if you want to surrender, you will daily read the Bhagavatam. That means you will make a time in your life, let us say from 7 to 7:30 in the morning, and you would say, this is the time which I reserve for the Bhagavatam. And you will see, this is the first item of surrender, to accept what is favorable for devotional service. Or let us say, in regards to your chanting, if you want to surrender, pick that thing which is favorable to your chanting, or pick that, throw out that one thing which you keep on doing that is unfavorable. And then you have done surrender in a practical way. So I have a little homework for you. You can, most of you know how to use the computer. You can find, you can type in Sharanagati, which is translated as surrender, and I'm sure you will find the six processes of surrender. For instance, in the songbook of Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Sharanagati, and then you practice one by one each of these items, and in this way you can practice a surrender. Make it concrete. Make it so concrete that it stands before you as a plan with a schedule, with time attached to it. Then you surrender.
We can take one more last question, Maharaj.
Yes.
So this is from Swayam Rupa Devi Dasi. How to take mind back to mantra, which keeps wandering and thinking of unnecessary things during japa?
Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita gives us a very simple process, and I will explain it and make it a little bit clear. He says, yata yata nishalati, from wherever the mind goes due to its restless nature, one should definitely grab it and take it back. When you see that your mind has wandered, let us say you are chanting and you begin to think in your mind while you chant, what type of roti should I make today? Should it be more the this roti or that roti or another roti? If you think like this, then grab your mind and says, okay, you're not any longer with the holy name, you think of rotis. And bring the mind back to the chanting of the holy name, where you focus it on the chanting of the holy name. Something which can help you tremendously in this is to have a Nam Brahma, like this one, or just write it on a piece of paper and follow with your eyes, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And whenever you see your mind wanders, you bring it back to the lines. No, this is one way. Thank you. Someone of you has written a link. Oh yeah, and there is also the Bhagavad Gita shloka. Thank you, Leela Nandini. So that is a very simple and very effective path of mind control. I thank you very much, my dear devotees. I want to say one last thing, because before I asked Braja Sundar Prabhu to say the concluding words as our host today, I was very honored to be on this call. I had already last week, I was requested to be on the call, but in the last minute, a program came in between that I had to attend to. I could simply not make any time. A program with many, many thousands of people. I had worked on this program. I thought it will not work, it will not come. So it came through in the last minute, and so on. I very much like to be with devotees like you, who are serious to increase their japa, and to not increase just the number of the rounds, but the quality of the rounds. It's a great, great honor. I consider this the service which I feel most attracted to in this life, and I'm greatly honored. I beg your forgiveness, because sometimes in the way of teaching I make a point very strongly, and then you might be shocked. And when you see, when you eat while you are on this call, your roti may fall out of your hand even. It may be possible. I'm sorry if I'm shocking this, but it is a good way to awaken the audience and bring them to attention. But please forgive me if I have shocked you. I thank you all very much. It would be my honor to see you on the 9th of October. At that time, we are opening another project in ISKCON. It's called the Govardhan Retreat Center. It's a wonderful facility between Jatipur and Govardhan. When you are on Giriraj Parikram, and you are going back, so to say, when you have passed through Jatipur, then you continue on in the direction of Govardhan town, keeping Giriraj on your right side, and then there you will see this new retreat center. You can ask people, local people will be able to direct you there just after Jatipur. 9th of October it's open. And I would be very happy to see all of you in person or during Govardhan retreats. I thank our Braj Sundara Prabhu for being such a kind guest, And I would like to give the word now to you. I wish you all the best. I will pray to Krishna that he helps all of you to improve the quality of your japa. And Jai Srila Prabhupada and Hare Krishna.